abdominal breathing. Ideally, relaxation should be done in a darkened, comfortable room, on top of your bed, or seated in a comfortable chair. The temperature should be comfortable, and you should loosen any tight clothing. There should be peace and quiet, and no risk of being disturbed. You may like to play some background relaxation music. First of all, get yourself into a comfortable position, lying down on the bed, on the floor, or seated in a chair. Loosen any tight clothing and let your arms fall gently to your side. Tell yourself that nothing else is important at the moment and that everything can be put to one side for a while whilst you practice relaxation. If your mind wanders away, when you notice it has done this, gently return the focus of your attention to the breath. The breath is your anchor point. Begin by gently closing your eyes, as this will help you concentrate better. Feel free to open your eyes again if you feel disorientated. Gently take your attention to your breath and feel your breath going in and out. You don't need to do anything with your breath at this point, just pay it attention. Notice the rising and falling of your chest. Notice the warmth of your breath as you exhale. And now notice the rhythm of your breathing as you breathe in and out. And now begin gently slowing your breath down. Make each breath become longer and slower, letting your breath lengthen, slowing the pace of your breath. You may like to take a deep breath. Hold it there for a few seconds, and then let it go. This may help the breath to slow. Begin to notice the bodily sensations as your breath slows and calms. When you feel ready, gently put your hands onto your stomach. See if you can feel your breath going in and out of your stomach. You may like to visualize a balloon in your belly. As you breathe in, the balloon will fill with air. As you breathe out, the balloon will deflate. Your hands will raise as you inhale and lower when you exhale. Gently concentrating on your breathing, keeping it slow and even. Just feel the gentle massaging action of your breath on the muscles inside of your stomach wall. Again, you may like to take in a deep breath and hold it there for a few seconds, and gently letting the breath go, letting the breath lengthen and slow. You may like to take your hands off your stomach, but continue to breathe slowly and calmly. Feel a sense of calmness and relaxation spreading through your body as your stomach muscles slowly go up and down with each breath. Stay with the gentle rhythm of your breathing for as long as you can, relaxing more and more with every breath out. When you're ready and in your own time, count from 5 to 1, with each breath becoming gradually more alert. Slowly opening your eyes and reorientate back to your surroundings. This is progressive muscular relaxation. It's very important that you don't experience pain or strain yourselves while carrying out these exercises. Therefore, you should listen to the exercise through before carrying it out and identify any elements that might be difficult for you. If you have any particular injuries or medical problems, then only use the elements of this exercise that are comfortable for you. Leave out any of the following exercises which might provoke pain, and ensure that during the tense parts of the exercise, you are testing the muscle group within reasonable limits and not straining yourself. Ideally, this exercise should be practiced in a comfortable, darkened room, lying down or sitting in a chair, whichever is most comfortable for you. The room should be a comfortable temperature and tight clothing should be loosened off. It is important that the room is quiet and that you're not likely to be disturbed in order to get the full benefit from these exercises. Now settle back into your sitting or lying position. Legs uncrossed and arms lying loosely by your sides or on the lap or at the arms of your chair if you're sitting. Just allow your breathing to settle into a natural, calm rhythm. In through the nose and out through the mouth. First of all, scan down your face and head, noting where there's any tension and just letting it go. Then scan down your neck, your shoulders and arms. Again, noting where there's any tension and letting it go. These will probably be hot spots of tension for you if you're anxious, stressed, irritated or angry. Now scan down your body again, noting any hot spots of tension and letting them go. Down your chest, your back, and your abdomen. And now down your legs, again noting any tension and just letting it go. Now scan once again from head to toe, noting whether there is any tension and just beginning to let it go. And now we'll begin with the face, head, neck and shoulders, taking care not to strain. First of all, just raise your eyebrows and hold them, noticing the tension across your forehead and perhaps across your scalp. Then lower your eyebrows once again and notice the change. Now I want you to screw up your eyes, wrinkle your nose and knit your brows and hold, noticing the tension in the upper part of your face, and relax, letting all the tension go, feeling the pleasant release as your upper face smooths out and the tension is gone. Next, I want you to purse your lips, clench your teeth, and push your tongue against the roof of your mouth and hold, feeling tension in your lower face and jaw, and relax, so that the tension melts away and the muscles soften. Enjoy the deepening sense of relaxation as we are progressing through the muscle groups. Now bring your attention to your neck, often the location of tension when you're stressed or anxious. We may carry a lot of tension in this area throughout the day without noticing. Take the time now to notice both what it's like to experience tension and relaxation in this area of your body. Firstly, press your head back, either against the pillow or the chair, as far as it can go, holding and noticing the location of the tension as you do this. And now relax, soften your neck and allow it to return to a neutral position. Now lower your right ear towards your right shoulder and hold this position, noticing tension down the left side of your neck as it extends and stretches, and then return your head to the centre. Now lower your left ear towards the left shoulder and notice how the tension shifts to the right side of your neck. This side of your neck now feeling taut, and then return your head to the centre. Focus your attention on the change from a state of tension to that of relaxation. Allow this sense of relaxation to really develop. Next, pull up your shoulders towards your ears, holding the tension and noticing the sensations involved. Drop them back down and notice the relaxation developing. This time, pull up your shoulders again and then bring them forward, holding, and then squeeze them backwards, squeezing them together. Notice the tension in your upper back as you do this, before dropping them once more, the tension that you are feeling being replaced by a sensation of relaxation. Let the relaxation spread more deeply into your shoulders and into the muscles of your upper back. And now, scanning down face, head, neck and shoulders, noting where there's any tensions left, and just letting them go. These tensions being replaced by a pleasant, warm heaviness. Enjoy this process of deepening relaxation. Continue to breathe easily, freely in and out, not forcing your breathing in any way. Notice that the sense of relaxation increases as you exhale, becoming gradually deeper. And now, we'll move on to the arms and hands. First of all, stretch out your fingers, being aware of the tension, and holding that tension, and relax, letting all the tension go, and being aware of the difference between that tension and relaxation. Now, without hurting yourself or digging the nails in, make your hands into tight fists. Clench tighter and tighter, feeling that tension in your fists, hands and forearms, holding and relax so that your hands and fingers go loose and floppy. See how this contrasts with the tension that went before. Now we will move on to your forearms. Just where your arms are lying, either by your sides or on your lap, bend your hands upwards from the wrists, feeling that tension in the top and underside of your forearm, holding and relax. Lower your hands, letting go of the tension in the muscles and feeling the change to loose, soft forearms, noticing how pleasant this is. Now let's move on to your upper arms. First, bend both arms at the elbow, tensing your biceps, squeezing the muscle, holding, and then release the tension and straighten your arms, enjoying the change from sensations of tightness to soft, relaxed upper arms, allowing them to lie loosely and comfortably once more at your sides. Now the whole of your arms. Imagine an invisible wall. Stretch out your arms and push against the invisible wall, holding the tension, holding, and relax, letting it all go. Your arms again lying loosely at your sides. And now just scan down your arms, noting where there is any tension, and letting it go, so that the muscles and tissues are soft. Your arms should now feel warm and heavy, and that is relaxation. Now, on the next in-breath, fill your lungs and hold your breath. Notice how that feels. Notice any tension in your chest, and then let go. Exhale. And let the chest relax. Continue breathing freely and gently as you were, enjoying the experience of relaxation. And then, whilst the rest of your body remains as relaxed and soft as possible, fill your lungs right up again with your next in-breath, holding, noticing any tensions, and then breathe out and enjoy the relief of these tensions. Next, bring your attention to your stomach muscles, and then make your stomach muscles hard, holding the tension, and then relax them, allowing the muscles to soften, and notice the contrast. Now, pull your stomach in, as though you are pulling it towards the chair or bed, holding, and relax, letting the tension go. This time, push your stomach out, push the muscles away from the chair or bed, holding, noticing how this sensation differs from those associated with pulling the stomach in, and then relax the stomach once more. Let the tensions melt away. Each time you exhale, notice the rhythmic relaxation in both your lungs and your stomach. Notice how simply, through the rhythm of breathing, your chest and stomach relax more and more, enjoying the warm, comfortable heaviness that is relaxation, spreading now down through your head, neck, shoulders, arms, back, and abdomen. Allow this experience of relaxation to continue to deepen. Next, we'll move on to the legs. First of all, we'll concentrate on the feet. Push your toes away from you, either into the floor if you're seated, or away from you if you're lying down. And relax. Again, just letting the tension go. Now, point your toes up towards your head, holding, noticing where in the legs the tightness is located, and relax, again letting all the tension melt away, becoming more and more aware of the difference between tension and relaxation. Now, one leg at a time, and without straining, point the toes and lift the leg from the hip as far as it is comfortable, and relax. Now, the other leg, point the toes and lift the other leg, and relax, letting all the tension go. Now, if you can manage it without straining, I want you to do two things at once. Using your diaphragm, take a deep breath, and holding it, push your two knees together, holding, and relax, and breathe away gently, letting all the tension go. Now, push your thighs into the chair or bed, holding, holding, and relax. Now tighten the buttocks, holding the tension, holding, and relax. Now scanning down the legs, noting where there's any tension remaining, and just letting it go, so the muscles are loose and soft. And now that we have worked through all the major muscle groups, just keep relaxing as you sit or lie for a while, feeling how pleasantly heavy your muscles have become as the relaxation deepens and spreads throughout your body. And now, scan from head to toe, again, noting where there's any tension left, and just letting it go, so that there is no tightness remaining, only loose, soft, relaxed muscles. Now, taking a deep breath, breathing fully from the diaphragm, and for one last time, tensing all the muscles, everywhere you can remember, holding, holding, and relax, and let everything go. And as your muscles soften, and your body relaxes even further, memorize that feeling of relaxation. Imagine and visualize all the tension running to earth through the floor, or the chair, or the bed. And just float off into that feeling of relaxation for a few minutes. When you're ready to do so, just begin to move slowly, remembering where you are, bringing your awareness back to the room, and opening your eyes, taking your time to return to your day, and taking the sense of peace and relaxation into the rest of the day with you. And that completes the muscular relaxation part of the exercise. Guided imagery. Before beginning this guided imagery exercise, make sure you're sitting or lying in a comfortable position. Take some time to settle yourself down and bring your attention to your breathing. Take several long, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Briefly scan your body, and if you spot any signs of tension or discomfort, begin to release these, letting them melt away a little more with each breath. If any particular thoughts come into your mind, that's normal, but just allow them to come in and then drift away. You might picture them floating away from you as clouds drift by in the sky. Continue to breathe at a comfortable, steady pace, without forcing anything, and feel yourself beginning to settle, slow down, and relax. Now begin to develop an image in your mind's eye. Imagine that you're walking over golden sand dunes. Your feet are bare, and you notice the sensations of the sand beneath your feet and between your toes. You can hear the sound of waves breaking on the shore beyond the dunes, and the fresh scent of the sea drifts up to meet you. A light wind moves over the dunes, bringing you the freshness of the sea air and causing a soft movement through the grasses that grow there. You continue to walk towards the shore, and as you reach the crest of the final dune, you pause and observe the beach. Your view is clear along the shore, and you notice the bright colours as sunlight plays on the water, the space as your view extends towards the horizon. You take in the sounds of the sea and the birds. Perhaps there are other people on the shore, the voices carried on the wind. Sunlight softly warms your face, the warmth spreading throughout your body. The pleasant, fresh breeze softly moves your clothing, and you have the sense that the breeze carries your worries away. You feel lighter as you descend from the dune and walk towards the water, continuing to take in the view of the beach. As you approach the water, you notice the marks the retreating tide has left on the sand, Perhaps there are some interesting shells left behind by the tide. The waves are small, lapping the shore, and you stand at the edge of the surf for a few moments, enjoying the refreshing coolness of the water as it laps at your toes, gazing out towards the horizon, perhaps noticing boats further out. You turn now and begin to make your way slowly along the shore, perhaps pausing here and there if you notice something of interest, continuing to enjoy the sensation of the sand between your toes, the view along this beautiful, unspoilt beach, and breathing in the fresh, ocean-scented air, feeling more relaxed and at ease with each breath. Eventually, you reach a smaller, secluded cove further along the shore. It is sheltered and peaceful. You sit on a smooth, flat rock that has been gently warmed by the sun and settle down. As you sit, you too are softly warmed by the sun. You become gradually more relaxed with each breath and continue to enjoy the surroundings. Take your time now to notice what you can see from where you sit. The sounds that reach your ears, the scents that you notice, and how your body feels as you become more deeply relaxed. All the while, you listen to the soft rhythm of the waves on the shore, slow and steady, lulling you further into a relaxed and peaceful state. Take some time to enjoy this state of relaxation, knowing you can use some aspect of this image to recapture the sense of peace and relaxation at other times. When you're ready to do so, picture yourself getting up slowly from where you're sitting and leaving the sheltered cove, making your way slowly back up over the dunes. As you do so, fully take in the experience and know that you may return here whenever you wish by following the same path over the dunes. Each time you return, you will find a sense of relaxation and peace. Visualization. I want you to imagine a pleasant scene, real or imagined. First of all, I want you to think about what you're seeing. The colours, contrasts, light and shade, the depth of colour. Perhaps there are things moving around in your image. Perhaps it's rural, domestic, social. Perhaps there are large spaces hidden behind other things, movements. Perhaps there are people in the image. If so, just have them doing very quiet things, or asleep, or slightly out of sight, so that everything in the image looks peaceful. Perhaps there are things happening in the distance or near. What are you hearing? Perhaps it is keys rustling, natural sounds, water running, or voices or music. Notice the pitch, colour, and tone of the sounds. Perhaps they are near or far, loud, soft, or delicate and gentle, soothing. What are you smelling? The scents, fragrances. Perhaps it is delicate or pungent. How does it feel when you drink these scents in? Heavy and relaxing and pleasant. What are you tasting? Sweet, sour, salty, or bitter? Think about where you are in your image. Perhaps you're moving around, or sitting, or leaning, or standing. And how do you feel physically just now? Warm, and heavy, and relaxed. Perhaps the sun is warm, and you can feel it on your skin. Or a delicate breeze. And now, memorize the feeling of relaxation and scanning head to foot, noting where there's any tension and letting it go. Just allow yourself to float off into that image for 10 minutes or so. Resource installation. This is an exercise intended to strengthen an internal resource you already have within yourself that helps you get through difficult times. A resource could include qualities such as courage or determination, patience, strength, or pride, competence, or coping skills. Too often, we focus on our flaws and inadequacies, and this exercise is a reminder to also focus our attention on the positives that we have. Before beginning this exercise, start with taking a few moments to orientate to your breath, just paying attention to the in-breath and the out-breath, noticing the rising and falling of your chest as you inhale and exhale. Begin to slow your breath down, letting yourself become more relaxed with each breath, allowing yourself to breathe away the tension and worries stored in your body, continuing to become more relaxed and calm. Now, take a few moments to think back to a difficult situation or difficult time with which you felt you dealt reasonably well. If you have problems in thinking of a situation or time, you may like to think of a situation in the future that you're anticipating being difficult or challenging. Now, with the situation in mind, either from the past or an anticipated situation in the future, identify the internal resource that helped or may help you. This resource is to become your focus of attention. Just like you've practiced paying attention to your breath, now focus all of your attention on this resource. Make a note to yourself of what your body feels like when it is connected to this resource. Notice where this is mainly stored in your body. Is it in your chest, or your stomach, or your head? Maybe it's somewhere else. Now, notice its shape. Notice the colour. Notice the texture. Now, notice the words that go with it. What does it say to you? You can practice this exercise as much as you like, but it may be particularly useful to do it before entering an upcoming situation that may be difficult. You can even practice connecting to other resources or developing a resource that will help you in the future.